Good evening, friends and neighbors. I hope you're all doing well. I am much better, I'm glad to say. I'm still experiencing a little neck pain, but it's not nearly as bad as it has been. I thought to myself, if this lasts until tomorrow or Thursday, I'd go to the doctor. But I don't think I'm going to have to worry about that. Anyhow, I felt very industrious early this morning, so I got up and, among other things, I packed 5 more boxes. Woohoo! Go me! My superintendent came in to show the apartment to somebody today, and she said, "Wow, you've gotten everything out of here already." Not quite, but I'm certainly on the road to doing that. Anyhow, I did not come on here to talk about packing. Although, God knows, you folks will probably hear enough about that in the future, if you care to listen, which you might not, and I can't say I blame you. But no, I intend to talk about something entirely different. Today, I listened to Abu by Melanie Akpotu, who discussed the fact that her son was having a really nasty hangover. She posted it a few days ago, but I didn't get around to hearing it until today. Anyhow, it reminded me of the first and only time I had a really bad hangover, and I do not care to repeat the process. It was not fun. the memory is still very fresh and clear in my mind. It was Valentine's Day of 1997, and I was really depressed because I was not in a relationship. Back then, I guess I cared about fickle things like not being in a relationship on Valentine's Day, and such things made me depressed. So I called up a friend of mine and invited him to come over to my place, and he said, "Okay, and I'll bring a bottle of rye, if you can get some Coke." He, I think, has, I don't know if he's actually diabetic, or is just pre-diabetic, I can't recall. Anyhow, he can't drink regular Coke. So we have to had to have diet, which I do not like, but anyway, for him, I got Diet Coke. Anyhow, he let me mix the drinks, which was a big mistake, because I mixed them with a rather lavish hand. I was very inexperienced at drink mixing. I didn't actually know how much rye to add, and he didn't complain. So I thought, okay, this is fine. Well, I had my rye and Coke in a wine glass at first, and I had a few glasses. I think I had 3, if I'm not mistaken. And I have a feeling there was a lot more rye than Coke in there, or perhaps equal measures of each. Well, by the end of the 3rd wine glass full, I was getting really spinny, and everything my friend was saying was coming from really far away. And I felt like I was floating away, calmly, peacefully floating, wee. Except, bang, crash, didn't I drop my wine glass, and it shattered all over the place, and I was too out of it to vacuum the mess up. I had to ask my friend to do it because he was sufficiently less drunk than me. Oh, me. I was too spinny. The room kept moving around. I think at the time that the glass dropped, he was talking about wrestling, which did not, like professional wrestling, which did not interest me in the least. So no wonder I felt like I was floating away and everything was coming from far away. Anyhow, he's not a bad guy, so I don't want to give that impression. And he did vacuum up the mess for me. Bless him. So then, I should have realized that was enough drink for me. But oh no! I poured some more for myself into a plastic glass, and I drank it. And then I had to say, look, I'm drunk. I think you should go home, because I'm feeling really sick. Oh dear. I'm really sorry about this now. I wish I had let my friend stay over. This was like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. And he had to take a cab home. He was a gentleman about it. In the state I was in, he could probably have taken advantage of me if he had wanted to. But mind you, I was probably too intoxicated, inebriated, plastered. Pick your word. for him to want to. So he did go home, and I puked all over my kitchen sink. And I went to bed. And the next morning I woke up with, well, I can't say it was the world's worst hangover because I don't know what the world's worst hangover actually is, entails. But it was not pleasant. Oh, one of the worst headaches I've ever had, certainly. But I also had a stomach ache to boot, and was feeling rather whoopsie. I think I might have upchucked again, although this time I did it in the toilet. Yeah, so I told myself I would never get that drunk again, and luckily I never have now. I almost beat that when I was in university, and again, feeling really depressed. Yeah, alcohol and depression, they go together really well. Just like ravioli and rat poison. A friend of mine was going to the liquor store, so I asked her to buy me a Mickey of Bailey's, and I gave her some money, and she did. She brought me back one. And I drank the whole thing in about 5 minutes that night. I didn't get a bad hangover the next day, though. I just... Wow, it was a really odd experience. I lay on my bed afterward, and the room just spun around for a couple of hours. It was interesting. So there you have it, folks. My worst hangover. Melanie also talked about how animals and little kids like to play in cardboard boxes, and her adorable cat, Pinky, was playing in a cardboard box, so that's how the subject came up. That reminded me of a very fond memory that I have of being at my grandmother's house when I must have been no older than 2, and she had a big cardboard box from something. I have no idea what it had originally contained, but I got inside it and was playing around and pretending it was a car and having a gay old time. And this is how clear this memory is. A song came on the radio. She was playing the radio at the time, and my grandma and I and my dad were in her living room, and a song came on the radio, and it was Margaritaville by Jimmy Buffett. I remember that because at the time, I used to think Jimmy Buffett was saying, rather than looking for my lost shaker of salt, I used to think he was saying, looking for my lost sugar and salt, and I used to wonder what the heck it meant. And where Margaritaville was. Oh. Anyhow, thanks, Melanie. I had a really fun time going back over those recollections. Well, maybe not the drunken Valentine's Day debacle, but certainly the playing in the cardboard box. The part of me that never grew up, wishes I was small enough now to get into one, because I have lots. Anyhow, I am running out of time, so I'm going to have to end this here. Take care, folks. Happy June.